Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Abramowitz, and we are drawing close to the end of Maseches Peah. We are continuing in the 8th chapter. Today we are learning Mishnayos Dalid and Hey. Mishnah Dalid says, Ne'emanim al ha'yarak chai, ve'ein ne'emanim al ha'mavushal. He's believed regarding raw vegetables, but he's not believed regarding cooked vegetables. Again, he's believed when it comes to a poor person who receives a gift to the poor, which does not require tithes to be taken, to say that this is leket, which is gleanings, this is shicha, which is forgotten sheaves. So if he gets one of these gifts of the poor, Maaser Ani, if he says that it's exempt from tithes, he's believed when it comes to raw vegetables, but not when it comes to cooked vegetables. Unlike the previous Mishnah, this one has a but. Ela im kein hayelo davar muat. He would be believed with cooked vegetables if it's only a small quantity. Shekein derech bal habayis liyos motzi milfaso. Because a homeowner might distribute these vegetables as maaser ani from his cooking pot. So let us take a look in the Bartnuro. Ne'emanim. Ha'aniyim al hayarak chai, the poor are believed regarding the raw vegetables, lomar shel maaser anihu, to say that they are from maaser ani, from the tithe that goes to the poor. Deyarak chayiv b'maaser midrabanan, because these vegetables would need to be tithed rabbinically. The Torah does not require it, but the rabbis instituted such a rule. They would be believed when it comes to cooked vegetables if it's davar muat, a small quantity. Ne'emanim af ha'mavushal de'pa'amim shabal habayis shachach melaser u'maser min ha'mavushal mitoch ha'kedera. They would be believed for this because, you know what, sometimes the homeowner would forget to give maaser from these vegetables, so he would just take it out of his stew pot. And then it explains, milfaso ha'kedera o'hafura shemavushal ba, it's a pot that you cook in. Let us continue immediately into Mishnah Hay. This Mishnah discusses the quantities that had to be given to the poor from various types of crops, and then we'll see why that is. Ein pochasin l'aniyim begorin mechetzi kav chitin v'kav se'orim. A poor person is not given from the granary less than a half kav, which is a measure of wheat, and a kav of barley. Rabbi Meir Omer, chatzi kav. Rabbi Meir says it would also be a half kav when it comes to barley. Kav v'chetzi kusmin, it would have to be a kav and a half of spelt, a kav grogros, o mane devela, and it would have to be a kav of figs, or a mane, we'll see what that is, of pressed figs. Rabbi Akiva Omer, pras. Rabbi Akiva says it would be half a mane of pressed figs. Chatzi lug yayin, it would be half a lug of wine. Rabbi Akiva Omer Revius. Rabbi Akiva says a quarter of a lug of wine. Revius Shemen, he would have to give him a quarter of a lug of shemen. Rabbi Akiva Omer Shminis. Rabbi Akiva says an eighth of a lug of oil. Ushar kol haperos, and any other produce. Amar Abba Shaul, kedei sheyim karim, v'yikach behen mazon shtei seudos. Abba Shaul says for any other produce, it would have to be enough that if he sold it, he could purchase enough food for two meals. Let us look in the Bartnuro. Ein pochasin l'aniyim begoren. You cannot give the poor any less from the granary. Kishmachalkin maaser ani begoren. When you distribute maaser ani, the tithe to the poor, from the granary, ein nostin l'chol ani v'ani pachos mishir zeh. You can't give a poor person any less than these measurements. Kidichsiv, and this is based on a biblical verse in the 26th chapter of Devarim, V'achlu b'sharecha v'sevu, they shall eat in your gates and be satisfied. Tein lo kedei sevu, you have to give them enough that would be satisfactory. Devela, pressed figs. Te'enim yaveshim, la'acha shedarsim ba'agul, kruyin devela. The dried figs, after they've been pressed into a cake, are called devela. And after that, they're not sold by volume, they're sold by weight. So that's why it switches from kav, which is a measure of volume, to mane, which is a measure of weight. Lahachitana mane devela, which is why it says a mana of devela. Umanahu mishkal mea dinarim. And a mana is the weight of 100 dinars. So that's how much a mana is. And how much a dinar is, that's another issue. Pras. Chatzi mana, pras is half a mana. V'chol hamidos ha'amuros b'masnisin, and all the measurements that are said in our Mishnah, halacha ketana kama v'halacha ka'aba sha'ol. Whenever there's a difference of opinion, it follows the first opinion in our Mishnah, and then that last clause, which was added by Abba Sha'ul, is also the halacha. V'lo nemru devarim halalu, elamachalik ma'aser ani begoren. And these measurements are only the case when someone distributes ma'aser ani in the granary. Aval hamachalik ma'aser ani betoch beso, but someone who gives ma'aser ani from his house, machalik kfi ritzono, he can give whatever he wants. V'lo nitnu bo chachamim shi'ur. And the chachamim did not establish a set measure for ma'aser ani distributed from the house, only for ma'aser ani distributed from the granary. That's Mishnayos Daled and Hey. Join us tomorrow when we will continue with Mishnayos Vav and Zion.